I'm going to get rid of that other one you emailed me because it's worthless now. I don't like emailing that to any of you.
Yeah. Because he's conflicted. Okay, where are we at?
Here in the A and T.
No, that's odd.
All right. Don't you dare, Hausman. I just keep it.
I was clandestine about that, but it was funny. All right. Which part are we jumping to, guys?
We're done.
We're not done.
Danny, break out.
Oh, sorry. Gosh, we got employees to talk about. There's a private session.
What else do we have left to talk about?
All right.
Sewer's taken care of to the point where you can create the budget now.
I got a list here somewhere.
I saw these various documents in my workspace today. Did you guys really address it? Such as budget proposal for legal departments. This. That's all they really addressed, hasn't it?
What is it?
That was just, I don't know if it's my stuff or not. It was just sitting when I got here.
You went over that this morning.
Okay. No, this just came.
So we're done then, right?
No, we've got others here that we're not done with. We have a number of others. Plus, we got employees.
I've heard that before.
We also asked that there should be another budget there, too, for purchasing.
There is right here.
There you go.
Got legal. You got purchasing.
Purchasing. Apparently, purchasing's expenses has been coming out of 104, which is where the girls would label them and send them down, and then... So it was under buildings and grounds. Is that right, Rick?
It was.
Buildings and grounds. I don't under... Okay, let's look at the legal department.
What is that tab there, Rick?
I think...
120...
New one. 120...
Eight.
Eight. 129, I'm not sure which
one. 138, you're right.
Well, I'm looking at what was handed through. Fax machine, paper, toner, 1500. We get office supplies, 3250. That certainly covers the 1500 training and mileage.
We're off by a lot.
Any mileage, we got way more than was requested, but not an offer. Here's the big one. The big one is Westlaw. Why do we need a Westlaw subscription for here?
We don't.
That's $4,560.
We don't, because our contractors have it.
Right.
I was asking for that to be gone since June.
What? We researched it as a 12-month deal. We couldn't
change it.
We couldn't change it. We did research that.
I'm glad you guys did.
I saw it. I think I told you guys, but yeah.
But, okay, this is...
Where do you see that?
We just did a real simple thing here. But I don't mind what's in here.
You want to add that, right?
If we do it line by line, shows what she wrote. Have you got this, Rick? Yes or no?
I don't have it with me. No.
Here you have mine.
Here you go. We go down here line by line. Let's talk about this. Yeah, postage 250, supplies 1,000, telephone 450, legal notices 200. That would be 1,900 instead of 6,460. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. I don't either. You just make those changes?
And The next is equipment. I don't have any problem with that. It's going to be less than that. Had in there, I think. Oh, yes.
Well, the, we
legal.
10,100 is what we have in there. 10,100. We allocate 165 for services. So what's remaining is 10,000.
Well, I see what's remaining is 8,450.
Hmm.
Nice.
No.
I did not put in the which brings it right up to what you said, 1650 on equipment. All right, this budget.
We just use those numbers and Rick plugs those line items in there.
It just dropped to like 3950, so. And he's doing that. I don't have it. Yes, I do have a copy of that one. What's the number on this one?
What are you talking about?
Our green money left.
125? No. 123.
Coroner attended the meeting. His wife, my name. He announced.
Excellent. I think we've understated some expenses.
I do have a question, though.
This? I have all the contract labor, legal assistance, stuff like that in this.
Right, and you should. Okay. Add that to that.
What is that?
He was just clarifying. That doesn't
okay.
have those.
Let me suggest that maybe you guys go through and look at what some of your other departments are spending for office expenses.
And lower them all down to that?
Oh, and there's a lot of them that if you take out things that they can't, there would be a lot lower than they're on. I would venture to guess that my office expenses are a lot lower than that. I don't know that. Look, because I don't really know. It's just something I think I should see. Let me just.
We're back to 128 then?
I've got that 128 change today. I'm just telling you that's something I think you ought to go look at. And I don't think you need to look at it now. I think you need to go ahead right now.
Okay.
There are two proposals on this purchasing. Did you notice that?
No, sir.
One is considerably newer than the other.
Oh. He buys on paper for the whole district, for the whole county. That's what the difference is. That's one of the differences.
All departments.
We do centralized paper purchase.
If you take the office expenses and go through them, subtract the paper and the ink toner out of there, the rest of the expenses for offices that are not bid will total most likely less than $60,000.
Say that again.
If you take out things that are already bid, take out paper, take out ink and toner, the rest of our office expenses will be $60,000 or less.
Yeah. You know how much we're paying on ink and toner?
A lot. That's something we that we
tens need. Of thousands of dollars. That's horrible.
through all these different departments?
And the problem with that is I mean, that has been bid in the past, but the problem is that we have so many different printers, copiers, and stuff like that. I think you've already talked about that stuff.
Right. Well, what we were talked about was hiring a company that can't do to come in here and to do a study of what exists within the facilities, to come up with specs, and then bid it out and let a company pick the best company that we can. Other counties have done that and save a tremendous amount of money.
Like that, those are the two big expenses in your office expenses, banker and income tax.
You know, and that's something, Jim, if we're going to do that, Danny, we're going to have to sit here and go back and take it out of everybody's budget.
If you... right now, Ron, what they do with the paper is purchased, and actually Renee's been doing it, stored. When it then goes to the different offices, that expense is transferred to that office there. So we can do the same thing with ink and toner if you come up with some similar scenario.
Right. We could do away with equipment purchases. We could do away with equipment repair. All that would be within the contract of the company that you award to. And it might turn out not to be feasible, but my guess is that it would be. Let's talk about, okay, we got those two, we've got...
I didn't get the purchasing department changed if I needed to.
Well, I reckon we're going to go through it. Right?
Okay.
From Brenda Neal, right?
You got an email from her. I know you got it because you were copied on the one that I got. I was copied on the one that you got. She's going to try to get $5,000.
She's trying still. She's at me with the judge. She's still trying.
Didn't we take it out?
We made the adjustments based off the conversation, but we didn't make all the cuts.
But did we make that $5,000?
That's what she mentioned in the email that I got, so I don't know.
I think we did.
Did I send you guys my answer to her on that email that you're talking about?
Probably not.
I stated, when she said, Judge Orr will be here tomorrow, and this was set Wednesday, so tomorrow's today. Mm-hmm. Pardon?
I just said it's on.
Should we turn that off?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to read. I don't know what's done.
It's not personnel. Thank you. I will discuss the budget with him. I know you would like for me to cut it $5,000. I will do all I can do. So I will talk to you tomorrow and get back to you tomorrow. My daughter, blah, 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 blah. I said, Brenda, actually we are asking you provide $5,000 out of a special fund toward the budget. Your employees won't see any decrease. It's just that $5,000 of their salaries would be provided from a special budget. That's what Sheridan told us she could do.
Right.
This would be in line with other elected officials throughout the county system as we try to make a budget. She hasn't answered my email from yesterday at 11:23 a.m.
You've been waiting for, what, 3 weeks on this response?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if we don't hear a response, I guess the employee will be affected.
Let's take $5,000 out of one of the employees and we'll pay for it out of a special fund. And with her permission. If not, then we'll have to do it differently. But, pardon?
I thought we did.
Well, I thought we did too.
What department number is that?
It's 126.
Did we do that, Rick?
I have a total, is all I have, and don't have any notes with me here.
Can you tell me what the total is?
$41,200 payroll. Oh, excuse me, $41,184 payroll.
That's not what the five out of it. That's total. What do you guys want to do?
I'm looking at what I took when she was here. Yeah, that's... You chose 99,184, right? For the whole...
Let me look.
Yep.
Yes.
That is no
reduction. Catcher's office,